Intervju Radija Študent.
Transnacionalne korporacije rajnke v Evrope v Latinski Ameriki. Transnacionalni institut, sedežem na Nizozemskem, združenje Enlazando Alternativas iz Južne Amerike in še druge nevladne organizacije so v Evropskem parlamentu pred dnevoma predstavile sistematično in sistemsko kršenje človekovih pravic v Latinski Ameriki strani transnacionalnih korporacij evropskega porekla. Pogovarjali smo se s predstavnico transnacionalnega instituta Brit Brennan, ki sicer deluje v sredini raznih združenj proti liberalizaciji trga po vseh kontinentih. Brit Brennan nam bo sprva predstavila že več desetletni proces dokazovanja gomile kršitev, ki so jih zakrivile korporacije.
This is a work we have been involved in with a very wide network of social movements and people's organizations throughout Latin America. So from almost all countries in Latin America, we've had quite a substantive documentation, which was prepared for a series of two tribunals. The Permanent People's Tribunal, which is an offshoot of the Russell Tribunal on the Vietnam War, which has been constituted since 1980 to examine issues that, well, cannot find justice either in their national context or at the international in the international arena. So the Permanent People's Tribunal heard proposals and documentation from the testimonies from these people's organizations in Vienna in 2006 and in Lima in 2008. All in all, more than 30 cases that are rather systematically documented have been prepared in the sectors of natural resources, so human rights violations by such transnational corporations as, we'll say, Repsol, Shell, also in the area of, we'll say, public services, so like water, Suez, Aguas de Barcelona, many, and in the, we'll say, the agri-food chain. And this documentation is available. It's quite a cumulative documentation by now on the key sectors of the Latin American economy, including also the banks, for example, and how European banks have in a sense destroyed in some places access to credit for small, well, for private citizens and to support small enterprises or credit for farmers and small-time producers. And in this documentation that was presented to this tribunals resulted in a quite strong indictment by the tribunal in Lima, which also looked not only at the specific violations, but looked also, because that was part of the case presented, at the architecture of impunity with which this transnational corporations operate. By that we mean that the free trade agreements which Europe is conducting with Latin America and the bilateral investment treaties create conditions for major changes to national legislation and even to the constitutions in some countries to allow total liberalization and freedom for transnationals to operate.
Na kakšen način in s kom sodeluje Evropska unija?
The negotiations with the community of the Andean nations, that would include Ecuador, Bolivia, Peru and Colombia, these broke down, and it's only the European Union is only now negotiating with Colombia and Peru. I mean, in the case of Colombia, probably the most notorious violator of human rights within, certainly within Latin America, but also maybe even globally. And so the European Union seems to be determined to pursue free trade, liberalization, and until now has not been able to, has not been pressured sufficiently by the demands of stopping these free trade agreements. In the case of Bolivia and Ecuador, they have backed, they have withdrawn from the negotiations. They are not pursuing or will not sign free trade agreements with the European Union of this kind that are basically going beyond even the liberalization demands of the of the World Trade Organization.
Pred meseci smo bili priča protestu domorodcev v Peruju, ki ga je policija zatrla in vsaj desetino ubila. Ta ista policija je bila orožno dokapitalizirana ter usposobljena v veščinah zatiranja ljudskih ustaj strani institucij Združenih držav Amerike. V kolikšni meri se trudi Evropska unija zagotoviti svoj prav?
In places like Colombia and Peru, the not only in those two countries but also in other countries, the multinationals operate not only with the military support of some certain governments but also with their own militias. And in the case that you are referring to, the this was actually the protest of the indigenous peoples, because you know, mining and exploration for energy resources are often done in this kind of territories. And the U.S. Peruvian free trade agreement was greeted by this extraordinary, well, it's been a long protest, but the more immediate reason for this particular one that you are referring to was that legislation in 11 contexts were demanded of the Peruvian government to implement the U.S. free trade agreement. And as you will know, in the pursuit of the free trade agenda, when one entity like the U.S. has an agreement with, in this case, Peru or Colombia, when the European Union negotiates, they demand parity with this. So the European Union is very complicit in also, in not only from the European side giving protection to transnational corporations, but actually in demanding these deep changes in national law and the possibilities of national governments having sovereign rights over the activities of transnational corporations in their countries. So that is a major concern also for what would be the outcome of an EU agreement with Colombia and with Peru. On the specific question about whether the European Union is specifically supporting, you know, training of police, I don't really have knowledge of that. But I do know that in the case you are referring to, or in the period actually before that, the Peruvian police had carried out extraordinary torture of a group also of indigenous people and protesters that looked... You know, the photos had been taken of this and were suppressed for a long time. But a bit like the Abu Ghraib story, they, the methods that were used were very much like those used of, you know, extraordinarily personal humiliation and so on of these indigenous peoples. And one leader also lost his life as a result of the torture. But in the case of the European Union, I mean, those of us who are involved in Lanzando Alternativas, I mean, that is this bi-regional network, which is working for change, not only in Latin America, but also in Europe, are extremely concerned about the impacts that we can expect from the Lisbon Treaty in relation to the military aspect of the Lisbon Treaty, you know, where there is the establishment of a rapid force from the side of the European Union, a rapid military force and an army, and, you know, distortion of budget priorities in terms of military research and so on. So we do expect that these things will not be too far behind the, you know, the free trade agreements that Europe is imposing on continents like Latin America, but though it's doing similarly in Asia and in Africa with these free trade agreements.
V kolikšni meri se politika korporacij na južnoameriškem in evropskem prostoru razlikuje?
This is what, of course, we can also make strong observations about, that in relation to both social and environmental guarantees which people and citizens in Europe thought they possessed, are untouchable social guarantees and untouchable environmental guarantees, are under systematic threat from the very same transnational corporations. I mean, they're not operating even as individual corporations. They are operating as consolidated groupings of transnational interests, like the European Services Forum or the UNICE, which brings together, you know, several of these transnational corporations and their leaders. And as you know, they operate very strongly in the Brussels context, where they have, you know, open door access to the key business the key policymakers of the European Commission. And we can indeed say that the demands pursued by the European Commission in negotiating free trade agreements are basically the wish lists of the transnational corporations. And in the case of Latin America, there is also the European Latin American Business Forum, which is a strategic forum to advance the joint interests of European and Latin American business corporations. So for sure, we see already the changes in Europe. I mean, we see already the crisis that has emerged globally, but is also strongly felt in Europe, and yet we see the very weak response of European leadership in relation to reining in the transnational corporations. I mean, in actual fact, I mean, the banks have been bailed out with public money, but without any strong guarantees to citizens' access to credit and to also to deregulate, to end the deregulation of the financial sector.
Kakšni so predlogi, ki so jih predstavili v Evropskem parlamentu in tudi bolj dolgoročne rešitve, nam bo za konec povedala Brit Brennan.
I mean, in the proposals that were brought yesterday to the European Parliament, we, you know, one of the immediate demands is for an entity within the European Parliament to investigate the cases which we have put forward in the Lima Tribunal, and also in the more intermediate term, to the need to set up an official center in Europe which would monitor the activities of European transnational corporations outside of Europe, but also inside Europe, because in our work as a bi-regional network, we we really try to see the connections between how these operate in Europe and how they operate abroad. And in the longer term, we see the absolute necessity of setting up a new normative framework and mechanism. So, like, the judgment of Lima is a judgment that, you know, European transnational corporations and European governments are co-responsible in crimes against humanity. And we want to develop, together with, well, with others who see the and acknowledge the huge gap there is in institutional regulation of transnational corporations, in, for example, in exploring the possibility of the International Criminal Court taking on economic crimes. But this is more for the longer term. But we believe that it's very, very necessary. So, we also presented at the hearing in Brussels yesterday the upcoming Enlanzando Alternativas Summit of the Peoples, which will be held in Madrid next May on the occasion of the Europe-Latin America Summit. The heads of state will be meeting there. And it's also the bicentennial of Latin American independence from European colonization. So on the one hand, we want to put very much on the political agenda the neo-colonial charter, in a sense, that's being pursued through these transnational corporations in Latin America, but also to bring to the tribunal the role of the European Union on the one hand and its complicity with the activities and operations of transnational corporations, but also the European and Latin American governments. So, we see this as an integrated whole. Transnational corporations do not operate outside of the frameworks of impunity created by governments and by the European Union in particular, in the way in which it has been embracing the interests the interests of transnational corporations.
One more question. Also, the United Nations have a role here.
Yes.
Their role has been leveled down, as far as I understand, a couple of decades ago, maybe 10 or 20 years ago.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Matteo. We were in Geneva on October 5 and 6, just this past month, at a major consultation that was being held there by John Ruggie, who is the representative of the Secretary General of the UN. And unfortunately, you know, the rather solid work that had been done in the UN in the 70s and 80s has been completely derailed by this work now of this representative of the Secretary General of the UN for business and human rights, in the sense that it is a completely voluntary code based on, you know, a consensus around corporate social responsibility, but it's completely up to the transnational corporations as to how they will implement corporate social responsibility. And there is no mechanism for obliging them to have certain standards, obliging them to even uphold the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I mean, it's a completely toothless approach, unfortunately. But we do see that within the UN, I mean, in the Human Rights Commission, there is also the possibility to pursue a much stronger approach from within the UN and to challenge this soft approach of the Ruby Initiative.
Z Brit Brennan se je pogovarjal Matej Janković.
Intervju Radija Študent.